news proclaimed in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, reading from the 25th verse. Glory to Christ our Savior. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son will to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. Let us pray. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And so, dear God and Father, I pray that you will speak to us this day as we have met here to reflect and ponder upon your word, that you will equip us with the necessary skills, and that you will continue to bestow upon us the riches of your blessings, and gifts, and talents, so that we, dear God and Father, may do your will in this world. And this we pray in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Good morning, friends. We've been doing live streaming services, and we've been doing pre-recorded services for radio, and so sometimes we do get a little bit confused as to whether we greet listeners or viewers. And so welcome, and thank you for sharing with us in the context of the service this morning. Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I maintain that there are just about two pieces of scripture that every Christian has used at least once or twice in their lives. The one would be John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And the second one, yes, you've guessed right, Matthew 11, verse 28. Learn from you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. These are wonderful words. These are lovely words. These are the best known of the promises of Christ Jesus. These words serve as a call to worship in many a church. And it is the words that can be found on the lips of new converts to Christianity, as well as with the more experienced and seasoned Christians amongst us. And I want to look at this simple verse in two parts this morning. The first part deals with the words, come unto me all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. What is there that we don't know about burdens? Who here hasn't had to carry some heavy loads in their lives? So come unto me, says Jesus, and I will give you rest. And maybe I just want to share with you an interesting fact. Fast food places are very old. Maybe not in the form of KFC or McDonald's or Nando's, as we have come to know them, but they were there. And in most instances, they were situated on the top of the long hill. It was located there. For the wonderful views of the people that give me their overheated radiators. And so, even in our worship, this become for us a time for rest and a time for refreshment. Worship is made. You is the functions of prayer and Christian fellowship. And I know how difficult it is with this whole lockdown not to have fellowship with brothers and sisters, not to engage one another, not to share. Jokes and just doing quotes of the other. Where we come before the Lord and setting aside our burdens for a while. Nothing quite like having our batteries recharged, our radiators cooled down, and our spirits lifted. All of us here, from the youngest to the oldest, know about burdens. And I pray you all know as well about the rest that is ours when we come to the Lord and focus anew on what is important in our lives. And the Bible says this morning that the rest comes when we take a break. When we take time away, when we try to reconnect with our Savior, when we seek to strengthen our relationship with Him. When Jesus spoke of burdens and of our coming unto Him, He was most certainly talking about the burdens and the cares and the anxiety and the labors that we are so familiar with. But as the reading of the Gospel quickly indicates, Jesus was also speaking of the burdens of religion that some of us carry. The burdens of the heavy packs that has been laid upon us, not only by the Pharisees and the scribes of the there and then, but by the very Pharisees and the scribes of the here and now, of our own age. The burdens of endless rules and regulations concerning what can be done and what not. And this is the case whether it is at work or at play or at home, and even so much in the church of God. The word says Jesus broke radically with the religious pattern that had been established by the God-fearing persons of his day. He ate and he drank with sinners, whilst others fasted. He plucked, says the word of God, a grain and fed his disciples on the Sabbath, while others looked at him with disapproval. Jesus rejoiced in God while others prayed solemnly with long faces. And Jesus called him God his Father, while others dared not to speak even the name of the Lord. So he invites us this morning and he says, I come to you to lift your heavy burdens of life and religion from your backs. And so Jesus reminds us this morning that the Sabbath was made for us and not we for the Sabbath. And so he urges us to know that faith is a thing that is meant to set us free. It is meant to liberate us. It is meant to set us free to worship and to truly serve our God and to do so with joy and love in our hearts. And we ought to do so, dear friends, on the Sabbath and every other day in between, says the word of God. Jesus is making a promise of rest. He says to us, rest from your burdens, rest from legalism, rest from the weight of anxiety and worry, rest from the yoke of the unrewarding labors and the endless labors that cannot meet. And he says, come unto me, all who are tired, all who are feeling drained, all who are feeling empty, all who are burdened by a sense of disappointment, and those of us who feel that we have been let down. He says, all are weighed down by the sense of duty, weighed down by the sense of what is right and what is wrong. And he says, I, your Lord, and God will give you rest. He says, I will cleanse you. I will fill you with joy anew. I will establish a new relationship with you. And that relationship will give you new life. And it will do so in the here and now, and it will prepare you for every struggle that may come your way. And so, my friends, this is the very first part of what Jesus is saying to each one of us this day. The first part of his promise. The second part is this. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Now, that seems to be a contradiction. It is only Jesus that can promise rest from our burdens at the one end, and then in the same breath, turn around and speak to another in the text. So maybe we want to say, dear Jesus, we need a vacation. We need a rest. We do not need more labor. And that is what our worldly logic will dictate. After all, a burden is still a burden, and a yoke is still a yoke. So what is it that Jesus is driving at? What is it that he wants to say to each one of us here today? He says life will always have its burdens. It doesn't matter what kind of burden it is that we carry. But I'm reminded painfully when I may have been the last generation that was born into a context where there was no running taps inside and we had to carry water. And I would know from experience that if someone would take up a wooden yoke and carry 225 liters of water on both ends, that the yoke is meant to ease the burden. And maybe Jesus is referring exactly to that, that we need to take up his yoke so that we can ease the burdens that we are carrying. And so as a minister, I spend most of my time trying to comfort people who are cracking under the burdens of suffering and many other things. We are trying to engage one another to deal as best as we can with all the things that has been laid upon us. And this is what our ministry mostly is about. I deal with those whose lives are overwhelmed with constant activity and conflict. We try to provide counsel to those who are weighed down heavily by the burden of dealing with the hassles of everyday life, and sometimes even the activities of others. Hassles and activities with our children, with the in-laws, with parents, with spouses, with the bosses at work, and maybe even sometimes within ourselves. That's just the reality of life. And one thing that I have learned in this is that life's greatest burden is not having too much to do, nor having too much to care about. Believe me when I say that some of the happiest folk I know are the busiest people, are those who care most for others. The word says that rather the greatest burden we have is our own constant engagement with the trivial and the unimportant things in life, with the temporary and the passing, with the ultimately uncontrollable and unpredictable. And so, dear friends, the issue in life is not if we shall be burdened, but with what shall we be burdened? It is not if we shall be yoked, but to what and with whom we shall be yoked. So believe me when I say to you this morning that Jesus has no interest in unburdening us so that we can be free or liberated or for self-esteem, or that he's giving us this freedom so that we can just engage in our own modern infatuations, which are themselves debilitating burdens. Jesus is simply interested in lifting the burdens of our back that drains us, that suck the life out of us, so that he can place another on them that is better suited to us. Jesus says the Word of God is interested in removing the harnesses that we forge ourselves, or that which the world forges and then places upon us, with the constant demands and the pressures that you and I need to yield to in this world. And he says, I'm doing all of this so that I can place around your necks my own burden, my own harness. And the yoke and the harness, the burden that brings to us new life, new energy, new joy. And do so to us and to others through us. So what do we make of the words of Jesus this morning? The promise and the reality is that the burden that Christ has for us, the yoke that he offers us when we come to him and learn from him, is that it is an easy burden. And that in wearing this yoke and learning from him, you and I will find rest. And so the yoke that Jesus puts upon us is an easy one. It is a yoke designed for us, individually and personally. It does not drag us down. It does not bind or cause us to collapse in exhaustion. It is well fitted, says the Word of God, for us. It is a yoke that is meant to ease the burden and to assist us in life and in our ministry. And so Jesus' promise is not that we shall find a good vacation with him. It is not that we should be able to get away from all. It is rather that he will refresh our souls when we come into his presence. And that when we venture forth, we do so with a new energy. And that he has come to destroy the exhaustion and the burdens and the yokes that we so often lay upon ourselves, and that we ought to take up his. And his burden will be a life-affirming burden, and it will be, says the Word of God, easier to carry. So maybe we should just trust Jesus on his promise. Because his promise is that what we come unto him, when we come unto him, when we learn from him, when we offer ourselves unto him, that he will minister to us and through us. That he will give us the strength and the hope and the joy and the peace and the patience and the love that he will give us as new life. And he will do so in the here and now, and yes, in the world to come. And through us, we will be able to bring the same unto others as well. And maybe I just want to end with the words to a beautiful hymn that goes something like this. And I quote, make me a captive, Lord, and then I shall be free. Force me to render up my sword, and I shall conquer be. I sing in this life's alarms when by myself I stand. Imprison me with thy arms, and strong shall be my hands. And so, dear friends, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And so, please, dear friends, let us surrender all these burdens and cares unto God through Jesus Christ. Let us experience his joy, his love, his peace, his patience. And let us, you and I, allow him to give us a yoke that would enable us to ease the burdens our faith may lay upon each one of us. As we pray this in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.